we're truly thankful to be with you this morning. We trust and pray that whatever time I may stand, or other men may stand, that the Lord would use them as empty blank and fill us out with those things that we stand in need of, that we may preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
Yeah.
Had some thoughts upon my mind. I don't know, I may be going at this totally backwards, but if you're preaching about Jesus Christ, there's no backward way to tell me, didn't you? So you pray for me. But in Matthew, the third chapter, in the 13th verse, starts a process that I find is very interesting just to think about. It says, then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Now, before I go any further, I couldn't help but think what John began to preach and what Jesus began to preach was the essence, repent, be baptized. And then I happened to think, exactly what did Jesus repent of? I mean, it's a thought.
Yeah.
But you know, personally, I feel like he was repenting for all of us. Now that may not make sense to you, but he was fixing to be baptized, which was a representation of his death, burial, and resurrection.
Yeah, exactly.
So, when he says what he says to John, I hope it makes more sense to you. And Jesus answered and said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. You know, this is no greater example of water baptism of how it should be done,
yeah, right,
by premises that should be done. And if it's done any other way, it's just not according to thus saith the word God.
Amen.
From the very beginning to the end. Because, you know, they go down into the water together. They come out of the water together. Everywhere in the word baptized, by definition alone, means to dip. So if you're not dipping them, if you sprinkle them, now, there was a time that they sprinkled some blood and it was according to the word of God. But baptism wasn't one of those times. I don't think sprinkling a little dirt on you going to do the job when it comes time for you to be 6 feet under. I mean, just not acceptable. Some things are not acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, so as I thought about that, I thought a little bit about Peter, and I'm going to the first chapter of the book of Peter and read and make some comments, God being my helper. It said, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered abroad throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. These was providence of Asia, really, and really located, I understand where Turkey is today. But Jesus Christ, I mean, Peter had some knowledge of these people, if for no other reason, some are mentioned on their Pentecost. So, and I mention that because, you know, that's how we tie things together and things begin to make sense. These are referred to there. So we learn more. Then he said the next thing, he said elected.
Yeah, elect.
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of blood of Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied. Now, here, he's writing to strangers. Condition number one, but condition number two, they'd be elect.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't just writing to ever, that old saying, no, every time Dick and Harry, he's writing to specific people.
Yeah.
For a specific reason. And we need to embrace the reasoning that he's writing to them. Because Peter, he was authoritatively, divinely ordained. He was divinely sent out. So Peter had great authority and apostleship, and he claimed that here. He says unto you that elected through the sanctification of the Spirit. Now that's, in my own opinion, how it happens. How the grace of God becomes a reality of God was by the sanctification of the Spirit. And you know, if you give that justice, you have to go back, you know, and I can't help but look at both Timothy and Ephesians, but in the book of Ephesians, when he says that, he says, it began with 1 and 3, he said, blessed be the God and the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now the us there is the elect. No one else. According to he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, whether you ever truly come to know Jesus Christ or not, you get these blessings. God blesses you in ways, even the unlearned child of God, in ways that he doesn't truly understand.
Right.
And I say unlearned because, you know, I can talk all day about the American Indian when they, people who knew Jesus Christ and was talking about Jesus Christ got to them, they believed in a happy hunting ground, they believed in life after death, they believed in the great spirit, and never heard the gospel. The Bible said that the handiwork of God declares God.
It does.
And it says that we are without excuse. So, and you know, I'm a big scientific guy, you know, and I like a lot of these. And of course, man, I told Brother Gary today that there's a lot about UFOs. And I thought a lot about them. And I got one question. While the evidence seemed to be there, why is it no one's ever showed up to claim a body or claim a ship? Now, if you don't understand that, if America, if we lose a ship somewhere, or we got men there, and they lie, Lord knows, aren't we going to try to get them?
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, it's too far. I don't care what you say. That's a strange question. That's just totally not even in the picture. You know, it just don't make sense, but this does.
Yeah.
Everyone that the Father chose. How? He said, according to he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Now, I don't care how you say that. He chose us, and he chose us for one reason.
Right.
Wasn't because you believe. Wasn't because you might do something good. Because all we was, ever have been, and will be to the day we die is sinners.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the bottom line. I mean, if God looked down at us without his intervention, all he saw was sin and sinners.
Yeah.
Until God intervenes in our lives, sin will rule our day.
Amen.
In our life.
Yeah. That's right.
I don't know to what degree. I'd be ignorant to even try to get it. But sin, you know, the Bible said, lust which conceived bring forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bring forth death. And unless Jesus Christ comes again, we're all going to the grave.
Yeah.
But let me go back to Peter a little bit, because I like it. In the third verse, he changes his message a little bit. He said, blessed be the God and Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, which according to abundant mercy has begotten us again to lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, in short, that explains a lot of the gospel. The definition of the gospel is supposed to be good news. Now, if I'm telling you something good, there's no bad in the gospel. It's all good. But if I told you, well, it's good up to a point. Yeah, I think that's what some of them are saying. Maybe old Randy's wrong, but if you don't believe, then it's no good for you.
Right.
You know, they actually believe there's going to be people in hell that Christ died for.
No way.
Because they didn't believe. That, as old Bob said, that don't make good nonsense. But the good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ, and John said, he came down not to his own will, but the will of the Father sent him, and this is the Father's will. All that he gave,
yeah.
I should lose none.
Not one.
But raise them up again the last day.
Yeah.
Now, if you find one in hell that Jesus Christ didn't save, then Jesus Christ lied. Jesus Christ did not lie.
Amen.
Yeah, that's what, ain't that one of the things that said God
cannot tell a lie?
It cannot lie.
Okay.
You know, and look, something else he's not going to tempt us.
No.
Not with sin.
No.
I mean, we may be tried, but no, there's no. God is God. And Jesus Christ came and suffered a horrible death.
Yes.
For me and you. And I don't think we appreciate it enough.
Yeah.
I hate to say this, but the church I served, I don't know what to tell them to get them to be there at 10:30. Mm. Now, if you don't understand that, you have a job. You showed up at 15 minutes late, that'd be some boss that fired you. Just for being late.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you be late to the best thing that's going to happen to you all week?
Amen.
I mean, is that what you're being late for? I mean, listen, I really appreciate the singing this morning. I watched the song leader, and I watched Brother Gary, and I watched us. How much joy, and I've seen it. Over the past 50 years, I've been preaching almost 50 years. How much joy they get out of singing the Word of God.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what it is.
You know, they sing and praise unto God. And you know, there's nothing. This old boy can remember back before they had AC. In Mississippi, we went to a lot of churches that didn't have AC. So, you know, matter of fact, first time my wife went to Old Line Church, the week drove up on the thing in down South Alabama. And that said a junkie house. She said, what's that? I said to her, don't ask me a question that you already know the answer to. The next year they had better facilities, but that year they still had. And we go inside. And listen, back in them days, house packed.
Yeah.
We got two seats, maybe 2/3 way back on this side, down that aisle. Mary looked around this, three old men sitting up here on the front, coat and tie and everything. Of course, you know, back then all the preachers had coat and ties, pretty much the same thing. But if you saw three old men, she said, are they going to preach? I said, if they called on me, she didn't say nothing. Yet. Everybody had one of these kind of things.
Yes.
Well, they called on those men. One of them was up preaching. And he did excellent, in my opinion, but I leaned over and asked Mary something about what she thought. She said, shh, I can't hear. So everything, and I'm not trying to make my wife to be, I'm trying to show how important the Church of God is.
Amen.
There's nothing. China has nothing. Russia has nothing more powerful than the Word of God.
Amen.
Listen, they might take over this country. You know, I don't know what the future holds. But I know who holds the future.
Absolutely, brother.
You see, that's the difference. Now,
amen.
The good news of the gospel is we, not dead agents, you know, Peter said that you took him by wicked hand and crucified him.
Yeah.
Who? The Jews. God's elect. Somebody should give them a chance. Hey, listen. What did they say? Power won't let go.
Yeah.
He didn't get around the people. Told the leader, I don't know, priest or whoever it was, had persuaded the people whenever, because he's going to let a criminal go. And but they told him, they want Jesus crucified.
Yeah, crucified. Yeah.
And that's what they said, crucified.
Right.
Crucified. And get this now, let his blood be upon us and our children.
Right.
Now, I don't think they meant that in a good way.
No.
But thanks to God, he was.
Amen. Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? Yep. The blood of Christ has reached every heir of promise and precious children of God. We ought to be in his church singing Amazing Grace that saved a wretch like me. I once was blind, but now I see. Lord, in mercy. They just ain't enough we can say.
Amen.
About the Son of God.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, here in Peter, he says, let me read that. He said, blessed be God, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, which for his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a lively hope by the resurrection Jesus Christ. Now, what was that lively hope? To an inheritance. Every child of God's got an inheritance. To an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled,
yeah,
and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know what that is, that's heaven.
Amen. That's exactly.
I mean,
right.
I'm just gonna cut it short. It's heaven.
Amen.
And listen, I'm gonna skip over for time's sake, but I'm gonna read maybe the 17th verse. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of a person, judges according to every man's work, past the time of sojourn here in fear, for as much as you know.
Yeah.
Now that's the part I want to get to. There's something that you know.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to just tell you. You've been in a funeral lately? You know, if he's kind of important, the house will be full.
Mm-hmm.
Don't most of them believe he's going to heaven? I mean, when you go to the funeral, don't tell them. I mean, unless he's your enemy, you have a hope he's going to heaven.
Yeah.
And I heard Brother Rick Hartford use this verse one time. He said, you know, heaven's a real place.
Yes.
The Bible says the angels do always behold his face,
yeah,
in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, that's perfect. Listen, some people are so poor, they don't go to church anywhere else. Can't afford to.
Yeah.
Poor people. In the Bible, James said, you know, said if a man come in and got richest thing on, you tell him sit up here, poor man, you sit him in the back.
Yeah.
You know, they ain't no good. too, and something else I want to read to you from James. James is very consistent about this. He says in 2:17, even so, faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, been lost. Now, you know you can't work your way to heaven, but faith needs a little work done with. He said, yes, a man say, thou hast faith and I have work. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Does that need to be explained? I mean, if you go to church on Sunday morning, I say, plus, and you maybe show a little love for God. And if you say, I've heard that old preacher same old thing. I ain't going. Well, he might say something new. You know, it may not be the same old thing. And listen, if it's the same old thing Jesus Christ is crucified, don't say you have more. Good, what more can he say? We need to be praying for the church.
Amen.
We need to be praying for the preacher. Look, we need to be praying for this only.
Absolutely.
And listen, I understand that God don't answer every prayer the way we want him to.
Yeah.
But now I heard this whole story, maybe I told it before here. You know, this little girl, her and her sister, and this little girl, one of them wanted a doll for Christmas. Oh, no, she wanted something to play sports with. And the one that wanted to play sports told that little girl, said, you know, you ain't going to get no doll for Christmas. She said, oh, yeah. She kept praying. Sure enough, Christmas come when she ain't get no doll. The other preacher said, see that, I told you wasn't going to get no doll. Said, God didn't hear that prayer. Little girl looked at him and said, oh, yeah, God heard it. He just said no. Listen, everything we ask from God, he's not going to give it.
That's exactly right.
Maybe the little girl didn't need us. No. Or maybe the other girl needed a lesson this girlfriend teacher.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
I mean, there's so many things about God that we don't understand. I mean,
but God knows.
I don't know how far y'all turned. I know Brother Tony came a long way. I know I came a long way. Listen, we're here for one reason.
Amen.
We want to worship God with you, brothers and sisters. And we've been impressed upon to come here, and God has helped us to be here. But Jesus Christ has paid off.
Amen.
We can't say enough. We can't do enough. And some people think we're preaching for money. I won't tell you, if I got to eat on the money I get preaching, I go up. And look, I'm not knocking the money I get. And I'm not asking for any more. I'm just trying to tell you the reality of the thing. Anybody that's old Baptist preacher, if he's any good, he ain't preaching for money. He's trying to get people to believe that Jesus is Christ. Listen, old Randy can't get you, brother.
That's right.
No.
You do know that.
He just preached.
Yeah.
Now, I can teach you something about Jesus.
Yeah.
I may be involved in the process you believe.
Yes.
But you know, in the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
The Word was with God. The Word was God. You know, so it was in the beginning. Wasn't anything made by him. Wasn't made.
Right.
God. Now that word has got to speak to you.
Amen.
You got to hear that word.
Right.
Some of you might say, I ain't never heard that word. A lot of preachers, you know, I need a little hearing before I get here if I'm going to do any kind of preaching. You know, I need a little hearing while I'm preaching, or I'll say a foolish thing, won't a brother give?
Amen, brother.
You know, let's just be honest. If old Randy depends on old Randy, it's going to be a mess.
Yes.
But Jesus Christ, he paid it all.
Yes, he did.
You know, I couldn't help but come up here and think about my brother. He died August 6th in 99. That was on a Thursday. Ebenezer was convening on Friday. Mary and I lived about 5 hours, 6 hours away from where my parents lived. And we didn't go down there all the time. So what would the odds be that we didn't even be down there? Not only was we down there, but my daddy's twin brother who died that almost same time was in a mobile home not far from the high. And Mary and I have gone over there maybe with daddy sometime. But on that particular day, all of us went. And there was somebody, and I can't recall, that we really wasn't expecting to leave. Seemed like, I don't remember. But Mary and I was outside talking to someone. And we heard it close. We knew it was bad. We didn't know it was Beatles. And Patty called me. But now they're both dead. Why that sad?
You know?
Oh, what a great place.
Amen.
There is.
Amen, brother.
I feel like, as each and every one of us do. But thanks be to God that I have a good relationship with my brother.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to believe. Me and Bill never had a fist fight. He was 3 years older than me. And when we were real small, I afraid he'd whoop me. Got up, I got bigger than him. He maybe was afraid I'd whoop him. Then he'd do karate. One of us. And we just never fought. So, and Lord bless us both to come, old Baptist preacher. And it's been a great joy. But listen, if I could say anything, I called you to do anything, I want you to remember, and I don't remember if I read this, but he says, for as much as you know, and I know I've read this, that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, nor with silver or gold, but with incorruptible. From your vain country, but with the precious blood of Christ, as the Lamb of God, without blemish and without spot. Listen, in the last verse said, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which is by the gospel preached unto you.
There you go.
You can believe that to be any word you want to, but I believe it in Jesus.
Amen.
I believe that if we talk a little bit about Jesus, we've at least started in the right direction. I don't know if my preaching this morning has been effective, but maybe I've stirred your mind up in a way to remember. I want you to remember Jesus Christ, who died, who came to the earth. Oh, what a morning. You know, we don't know about his birth. But we know exactly what day he died. Died on the 14th day of Abba. Because that's when they supposed to have Passover. And we still do it, except for we don't have to do it on a certain day.
As often
as you do it. Because we are to continue to remember,
amen,
that Jesus Christ died, was resurrected on the third day, went back to heaven, is going to come again and say, come forth, and we're going to meet him in air, and we shall ever be with the Lord. Incorruptible, undefiled, Jesus Christ is going to lead the way.
Amen.
If that's anything good, you give God the praise. And thank you for the opportunity to speak.